Ray Boom Boom Mancini was supposed to be boxing's next superstar. But all that changed November 13, 1982, when he killed Dooku Kim in the ring on live TV. His quest for closure is chronicled in the new documentary, The Good Son.
The death of Dooku Kim marked the beginning of the end of boxing's dominance. Fights were reduced from 15 rounds to 12, and broadcaster Howard Cosell denounced the sport 2 weeks later. As for Mancini, his guilt only grew when he learned that Kim's mother and the fight's referee committed suicide, and that Kim's fiancé was pregnant. But the great thing about the new documentary, The Good Son, is that all of this is mere subtext to a touching tale of fathers and sons. Executive producer and DC native Chris Todd.
We realized there was a sensitivity with Ray to having his whole life defined just by the Kim fight.
Mancini agreed.
That's one chapter of my life, but it's not the only chapter.
So we watch Ray grow up in Youngstown, Ohio, wanting to be like his fighter father, Lenny. The theme comes full circle when he finally meets Kim's fiance and son for the first time.
Here's a woman who was expected to spend the rest of her life with a man who basically passed at my hand.
I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley saying run home like Warren Zevon to watch this on iTunes.
Hurry on home.
Wow, sounds like a powerful flick. Mm-hmm.